Groundhog Day at Funkin' Center by Mr. Cal Stewart, Edison Record. Well, sir, it was second to last February, and we was all sitting around Ezra Hoskins' grocery store, and Cy Pettingill said, "Ezra, what's the meaning of this here Groundhog Day?" And Ezra said, "Well, Silas, if a groundhog comes out today and sees his shadow, he goes back in the ground and stays 6 weeks longer, and that's a sign we're going to have 6 weeks more of winter weather. But if he don't see his shadow, he stays out, and that's a sign that winter's pretty nigh over." And Si said, "Well, Ezra, I guess we'll have 6 weeks more of winter weather. I was coming past Jabe Fisher's butcher shop, and he had the sausage hanging out, and the sun was shining on it." And Ezra said, "Well, Silas, what has the sausage got to do with it?" And Si said, "Well, that's groundhog, ain't it?" Well, Jim Lawson said, "Let's all go down to the timber patch and see if we can see a groundhog." Well, we went down there and sat on a fence and chawed tobacco and whittled. And Jim says, "I seed one. He went in a hole right over there." And Jim got down on his hands and knees and went to poking in the hole. And then he let a war whoop out of him and started a-running. And he never stopped till he got down to the creek and jumped right square in the middle of it. When we got down there, all we could see of Jim was his ears and nose sticking out. And Ezra said, "Jim, what's the matter on you? Have you gone clean crazy?" And Jim said, "Ezra, that wasn't no groundhog. It was a skunk." Well, we got Jim out, buried his clothes, got him some new ones, and locked him up in the barn, fed him his meals on the end of a pole. Jim used to get $1 a Sunday for singing in the choir down to the Baptist church, and now they're giving him $1 a Sunday to stay away.